What roles do you have right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I absolutely love being a part of things. I love leading and directing. I love seeing how things work and learning new things. But because of this, I wear a lot of different hats. I encourage you to think about this as we dive into today's Devo, Roles by Elizabeth Cooper. God has given each of us a unique role to play in His kingdom. As Christians, we all have different spiritual gifts and different roles, and no one is greater than any other. We're all called to love one another and participate in the kingdom of God together. We find an interesting illustration of this in 1 Samuel 30. An Amalekite raiding party attacked and burned Ziklag, and they captured the wives and children of David and his men. After weeping severely and asking God what to do, David and his 600 men pursued the Amalekites. But when they reached a valley, about 200 of them were too exhausted to keep going. So they stopped to rest and watch the supplies while David and the remaining 400 men continued their pursuit. They found the raiding party, fought them, and rescued their families, and recovered everything that had been stolen. They also took the Amalekites' livestock as plunder. But when the 400 fighting men returned to the 200 resting men, some of the fighting men didn't want to share the plunder with those who hadn't fought. But David said, "No, my brothers, you must not do that with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and delivered into our hands the raiding party that came against us. The share of the man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down into battle. All will share alike." David determined that no role was greater than any other or deserved more plunder. Each role was important and needed, and David made sure everyone received God's gift. Today, we all have been given different roles in life, and each one is important. Maybe right now your roles include being a student, daughter or son, or a friend. Someday, you might be an employee or employer, spouse or parent. It can be easy to be discontent with our role in life when we find ourselves longing to have a different role or be at a different place in our lives, or when we're jealous of others. But we can be encouraged knowing God has purposeful work for us to do right where we are in life right now. And one of the most important roles all believers have is being ministers of reconciliation. Jesus died on the cross and rose again to save us and bring us into His kingdom. And now He calls us to share this good news. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What roles do you have right now? How could you faithfully serve God in those roles? Is there anyone in your life who you could share the good news of Jesus with? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 12:18, "But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them just as He wanted them to be." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Samuel 30:1-31, 2 Corinthians 5:11-21, as well as 1 Corinthians 12:12-27, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? If so, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about sheep with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.